Hello.
So please say yes.
Hello, everybody.
There must
it's
be cops.
Cat Howe.
I mean, myself was
stab sanctions back into
very place. Young today.
Yeah, what was that?
Sure.
Because I was on
Iran
a time crunch.
If they try
really?
To
really?
Develop or acquire
okay.
nuclear weapons.
Well, that's good. How
the
is
United
your...
States will stop them.
How is your...
You know, I always find it funny. Because technically it could be considered
Iran
the 51st state,
had
but...
Change of personality.
We're too cool to have 51 states. That how Puerto Rico's always
like
you're the 51st state.
They're really not. They can't vote.
I just thought
new sanctions in response.
One of the candidates
to hold
like, Puerto Rico 51st state. Like,
and its revolutionary
They have no right. It's
accountable.
It, they really should be.
Terrorism.
But.
Their
I don't know.
Human
it's
rights.
Weird. It's like they have no rights as far as voting.
Detention of Americans.
They can vote in primaries.
And other
they can't vote for
like
president. They don't have any senators.
We
they don't have any
push for a political solution.
Congressmen. They have nothing. But but they're part of us.
That is
they have to. They have to be.
Objective.
They have to adhere
to control Syria,
American
to
law.
Have a swath
you know,
of territory
they're
up to Israel's
yeah.
doorstep.
Yeah, well, I have more entertaining news.
All right, give me news.
All right, so Iron Maiden's Air Force One plane was damaged after it landed in Chile. And on its way, like, no one was on board except the person
likely responsible for
driving it to the refuelage.
Yeah.
It is really reported
going, it collides with the tow truck in a, like,
raising the stakes even
damages
higher.
One of the engines.
I've laid out a detailed plan about how to
engine propeller thing.
Defeat ISIS
and
the
sent
broader
two workers
radical
to
jihadist
hospital.
Movement.
Everyone's
we
fine.
We have to defeat
okay.
it in the Middle East first
no one was
and foremost.
Hurt, but
by smashing its
stronghold,
taking
apart.
Back territory, hitting its fighters.
But they will continue their shows in Buenos
there.
Aires
and intensifying our support for the Arab and Kurdish forces on
where
the ground.
Where they're going to be tomorrow.
Who
I Corbana? Corbana? Somewhere in South America?
They've always done really good in, like, Brazil and...
In South America?
Yeah.
All right, so if you've been wondering, as Daily News has been wondering, Richard Simmons is okay, guys. He is A-okay. Now, Daily News put out an article claiming that he has... been missing, has been kidnapped, that his housekeeper has been holding him hostage and says that he can only see a certain amount of people and that she controls everything that he does. And he came out and said, no, I just wanted me time. I wanted Richard Simmons time. So.
Yeah, I've seen that. And it was kind of a, it's kind of a funny story, but I wonder if you know it's just him coming out. Is it this way? If he was being held hostage and so forth and so on, he could easily still be held hostage and make a statement and yeah. say it's me and I'm fine with a gun being held to his head. I mean, as silly as that sounds, but
it could. But yeah. I don't think he's being. I think whenever you hit a certain age and you've been in the spotlight so long.
And
you're
a flaming homosexual.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. That was a very outrageous comment. But I think whenever you're in the spotlight for so long, you do need a break. I mean, everyone needs a break at some point.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Mama June's new house.
Oh, jeez.
Is being worked on, and while people are working on it, they put a phone in a well to see, like, what's in this well, and they called police thinking they found a human skull.
Oh, my God.
In this well. And the police say, we think it's just a rock, but we're investigating it.
Jeez.
So that's at Mama June's new Georgia house. And I'm like, hey, you're talking about a bunch of Georgia people, okay?
It's horrible. Horrible.
Hey, I would be like, I think I found a human skull. What? Word.
Human skull. What?
So, yes. All right. So, Todd Palin was injured in a snowmobile that sent him to intensive care yesterday. His wife, Sarah Palin, was in Florida going to do a campaign for Donald Trump, who she endorsed back in January, in case you didn't know that, but I'm sure everyone by now in America knows that. But she had to cancel, went back home, and now she's by her husband's side.
Yeah, I heard that. That was, you know, it's funny.
So,
I
hope you get well soon.
I'm not saying it's the same person. That's not what I'm saying. But I at first I was like, what? Because remember yesterday night, we heard the story of the snowmobile guy running over a dog sled.
Mm-hmm.
So when all of a sudden this morning it was like Todd Palin was in a snowmobile accident, I'm like, wow, isn't that weird? Of course it's not him, but it was just weird that last night, 8 hours ago, there was a story about a guy who got drunk and took a snowmobile and ran it into a dog sled and killed a dog, injured the dog sledder. And it was a pretty tragic story. And then this morning you hear Todd Palin was involved in a snowmobile accident and he's in intensive care. You're like, oh, that was creepy and coincidental. And it's up in Alaska also.
Maybe it's the same one. They don't want you to say anything.
Maybe. They don't want to tell you anything.
No.
But, yeah, that was kind of weird.
All right. So 50 Cent has officially quit Instagram after posting
more fake money pictures.
Yeah, basically. They're like, can you just stop being a fraud? And he's like, yeah, I'll stop. So he quit. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. No more.
He's wild. And you know what's funny? I don't believe half of what he's saying. I truthfully think he has money. I think he has it buried. I don't think he's got the gazillions, but he's doing bankruptcy so he can F people out of money he owes them.
Yeah.
He has money. He has money. And when he shows money, that's real money. That ain't fake money. He says it's fake money, but I think it's a game. I think it's a game that he's playing.
Well, he does have a house in Africa, so he might pull a Dave Chappelle when everything's over. Leave.
A guy like that has to live somehow.
Of course.
Has to live somehow. He owes people money. He's not going to pay them people, but he still brings them money. So he might owe, it's like Kanye. Kanye owes $50 million on his record deal, and he's going to be paying it off forever, but he still makes money. But it's not enough money to the point where, say Kanye brings in $5 million. He's not going to take $5 million and give it to the record label.
Yeah.
So it's... You know, it's kind of like the O.J. Simpson situation where he owed Ron Goldman and the Brown family X amount of millions of dollars. So he had he sat there and went, well, I'm not going to go and work just to give them my money. Why should I do that? So
yeah.
He made money secretly. He made money where people paid him cash. He made money where people paid his kids. So he did work, and then they paid his kids, or they paid his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's how he did it.
His mini girlfriends.
Yeah, well, he had a bunch. So.
All right, sports news.
Is it good sports news? Okay.
Basketball news, because, you know, it's the era of basketball right now. All right, so the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament has started with Kansas City versus North Carolina and Virginia versus Oregon. So go, I don't know who to go for. North Carolina. I'll go for North Carolina.
Right.
North Carolina always has good players. But yeah, so it starts tomorrow, ends April 4th. North Carolina.
Okay.
DeMarcus Cousins is blaming the coach George Karl for the suspension of one game for the tirade he put up during a Sacramento Kings game, because that's who they played for, against the coach, and says it wasn't the team that suspended him, and that there's been a lot of issues and a lot of stuff going on behind in the locker room, you know? So, tension. Tension is burling up in DeMarcus Cousins. All right. Jimmy Butler is set to play with the Bulls against the Raptors despite his knee injury that has been putting him in and out. He was out basically since February 5th whenever he injured his knee during a Bulls and Nuggets game, but he did play for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, March 5th against the Jazz?
Yeah.
No, I think. But he is back, and he will play the Raptors, and he's good. Okay. Kind of.
Sort of.
All right, so Jared Weaver, the pitcher for the LA Angels, is sent to a specialist for his spleen issue. He has been having tension in his neck that's been hurting his back, and he's been diagnosed with this mild dysfunction in his back. So he's going to get that looked at. And it's had a miss spring training, or just the beginning of spring training.
Baseball start, like regular season starts soon. I think it's like April 4th. I could be off a day or two, but it's definitely in April.
All right, final story. Jack Montague, the captain of the Yale basketball team, is suing the school for expelling him for a sexual assault accusation that was made.
Uh-oh.
He claims that the woman that is accusing him of sexual assault from a party, that they had sex four different occasions, and it was all consensual, and that the school hired investigators that found Montague at fault for the sexual assault.
That's no good.
So now he's suing the school.
Sexual assault, no good.
No.
No good. It's not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Nope. And that's it.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
Well, it was enjoyable.
No, it wasn't.
Why do you say that?
Because there's just some days where my news isn't as cool as your news.
My news wasn't that cool. We just dissected the protesters. That's all we did. It was what it was. It wasn't exciting. Wasn't exciting as your news. You are.
My name is
exciting.
Katie. This is Rob. This is the Rob Zicari Show. This is DT. He had his birthday this week, and he's 2 years old now. He's officially two.
And he doesn't have bad skin anymore.
No, he does not. He's about to go for a walk. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. All right. Au revoir. Mm-hmm.